on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
MPs have been paying tribute to David Cameron as he chaired his final cabinet meeting as Prime Minister. He steps down tomorrow, handing over to Theresa May. He's been described as someone who changed the country and the party. We've been asking shoppers in Rochester what they think about Theresa May becoming PM.
Well, the problem is she wanted to stay in the EU and we voted to leave, obviously. I'm not sure if it's the right person to lead us onwards.
I never thought I would be rooting for Theresa May, but she is competent, she is careful, and she will see us through this ghastly mess we're in.
KMFM News.
Firefighters in southern Italy say at least 12 people have been killed after two trains collided head-on in Puglia. Dozens more have been injured in the crash. KMFM has been told there's been a massive rise in the number of homeless young people in Kent and more needs to be done to support them. More than 220 rough sleepers have been found in the county, more than double the number reported to be sleeping on the streets last year. Karen Tunaker from Charity Porchlight says they're particularly worried about the number of homeless teenagers.
We've seen a lot of young people sleeping rough on beaches. We supported someone just the other week who was only 18 years old, sleeping rough on the beach, and had someone steal their sleeping bag.
KMFM News.
A huge search is underway for the occupants of a car which burst into flames following a police chase in Medway. The vehicle crashed into a brick wall and three parked cars in Woodlands Road after failing to stop for officers in Gillingham in the early hours of this morning. The suspects reportedly fled the scene before the car caught alight. Commuters have called for Southern Rail to be stripped of its franchise after hundreds of train services were scrapped. The company, which runs trains from Tunbridge and Ashford, has brought in an emergency timetable after weeks of strike action and staff shortages. Angry passengers gathered at London Victoria last night.
It has an impact on my family life. It has an impact on work as well.
It's quite clear that the public are fed up. Something has to change.
I pay £4,500 per annum for this piece of paper, which is worthless because I can't get to work on time.
KMFM News.
A lorry driver has been jailed for 18 months after being caught trying to smuggle 1.5 tonnes of tobacco into the UK through Dover. The 48-year-old from Romania was stopped at the Eastern Docks last month and claimed he was transporting cat food. Border Force officers found 5 pallets of tobacco in the trailer worth £297,000 in excise duty. Researchers are claiming pregnancy multivitamins are a waste of money. A review by a panel of experts has found no evidence that they result in better health for a mum or her baby. Julie Clark is a nutritional therapist in Whitstable. She says taking supplements are good for expectant mums though.
Having optimum nutrition during pregnancy decreases your chance of all pregnancy complications. And this is why I'm so passionate about it, because it's not some of them, it's all of them. If you've got good nutrition, then you've got an excellent chance of having a good, healthy, safe pregnancy and delivery of the baby.
KMFM News.
A weather warning for heavy rain and thunderstorms is in place across Kent. The Met Office say the heavy downpours could cause localised flooding and travel disruption, with up to 25 millimetres of rain falling in a short space of time. The bad weather is expected to continue into the evening. And we spent less on the high street last month, according to latest figures. Total retail sales were up 0.2% in June compared with last year. The fall was triggered by weaker clothes sales.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Usain Bolt has been included in Team Jamaica's squad for the Rio Olympics despite his injury concerns. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the six-time Olympic champion actually suffered a hamstring problem at his country's national trials 2 weeks ago. But Bolt will defend his 100 metres and 200 metres medals in Brazil this summer. Meantime, tennis and Wimbledon champion Andy Murray is targeting more success at this summer's Games in Rio. The world number two will be defending the gold medal he won at the London Games in 2012 when he beat Roger Federer on centre court at the All England Club. It'll be Murray's third Olympics after also turning out in Beijing 8 years ago. He says representing Great Britain is always special.
Rio, you know, should be great. Olympics, two amazing experiences I've had, and winning the gold medal was one of the best moments of my tennis career, and, you know, I'll give it my best shot again in Rio to to win another medal.
And in football, Hull boss Steve Bruce admits he'd love the chance to talk with the Football Association about the vacant England job. The search is underway for Roy Hodgson's replacement after his resignation last month. Bruce guided Hull back into the Premier League at the first time of asking and was tipped by Alan Shearer as a good candidate.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.